Literary Hyperlinks, Thomas Stearns Eliot. Thomas Stearns Eliot was born in 1888 at St. Louis, Missouri, into an old New England family. He was educated at Harvard and did graduate work in philosophy at the Sorbonne, Harvard, and Oxford. At the outbreak of World War I, he settled in England, where he was for a time a schoolmaster and a bank clerk, and eventually literary editor for the publishing house Faber and Faber, of which he later became a director. In 1914 he met American poet Ezra Pound, with whom he would work closely on several major poems. In 1915 he married Vivian Hayward. In 1927 Eliot became a British citizen. It was about this time that he entered the Anglican Church. In 1948 he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. In 1957 he married his second wife, Valerie Fletcher. He died in London in 1965. And works. In 1915 Eliot published The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. In 1922 he founded the influential literary journal, The Criterion, which he also edited during the 17 years of its publication. The Wasteland appeared in the very first issue and established Eliot as a major poet and significant spokesman for his generation. The major works after his conversion to the Anglican Church express his search for religious certainties. They include The Hollow Man, 1925, Journey of the Magi, and Ash Wednesday, and culminate in The Four Quartets. His verse drama Murder in the Cathedral and The Family Reunion express Eliot's Christian faith in a more open way. 1939 saw the publication of his book of children's poems, Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, which was later transformed by Andrew Lloyd Webster into the successful musical Cats. His criticism includes The Sacred Wood, Essays on Poetry and Criticism, The Use of Poetry and the Use of Criticism, Notes Towards the Definition of Culture, and On Poetry and Poets. Eliot's criticism formed a vital part of his approach to writing poetry. The Complexity of Modern Civilization. Eliot is one of the great innovators of 20th century poetry. He followed his belief that poetry should aim at a representation of the complexities of modern civilization in language, and that such representation necessarily leads to difficult poetry. For Eliot, this complexity results from the fragmentation of the Western cultural, mythological, and religious tradition, which he sees as a result of modernity and the processes of industrialization, mass production, and consumerism. Alienated modern man no longer experiences a coherent sense of moral and religious community with his fellow man. His actions are no longer governed by a shared ethical code, and he himself is morally and spiritually empty. Relations between the sexes, too, have become empty and loveless. Eliot sees his poetic mission as that of piercing together this broken world and finding redemption by creating a new symbolic system out of significant fragments that remain of the old and by fusing Western traditions with those of other cultures. Through his poetry, Eliot attempts to convey an emotion without a direct statement, what he calls subjective correlative. Indirectly, through a series of objects, a situation, a chain of events, we shall be the formula of that particular emotion, such that, when the external facts, which must terminate in sensory experience, are given, the emotion is immediately evoked. Focus on the text, The Wasteland. The Wasteland was first published in 1922 and was dedicated to his American writer friend, Ezra Pound, who also played an important role in the editing of the poem. Although it caused great controversy when it came out, it was rapidly acclaimed as the beginning of a new type of poetry, capable of expressing the post-war sense of depression, futility, and collapse of values. The Wasteland consists of five sections: The Burial of the Dead, A Game of Chess, The Fire Sermon, Death by Water, and What the Thunder Said. It includes Eliot's own notes, which explain some of his many allusions, quotations, and half-quotations. The common theme which links the different parts of the Wasteland is the decay and fragmentation of Western culture. The various cultural fragments which the poet pieces together are selected from an incredibly wide range of sources. Eliot's major sources are in some respects similar to Joyce's in Ulysses. The Bible and Dante's Divina Commedia are of vital importance to Eliot, but so too are Shakespeare, the work of French symbolists such as Charles Baudelaire and Paul Verlaine, Homer's Odyssey, Ovid's Metamorphoses, the Hindu sacred text, the Upanishads, and the works of anthropologists like James Frazer, whose The Golden Bough was one of Eliot's major sources for information on ancient rites. Eliot compares the modern phenomenon of cultural fragmentation to a heap of broken images, and he contrasts this with a barely remembered mythical past whose legends and myths still contain the sense of moral and spiritual wholeness. Among the legends alluded to are those of the Holy Grail and the Fisher King, along with ancient rites and festivities celebrating fertility and the rebirth of nature, which Eliot learned of from his reading of Fraser and other anthropologists. The Wasteland alludes to the opposition between the sterility of the modern world and the fertility of the past, but this opposition is never simple. According to Eliot, in the modern world, these images are broken, and we cannot reach or experience their original meaning anymore. This idea is echoes of Baudelaire's Forest of Symbols, and like Baudelaire, Eliot seeks, or discovers, correspondences between the disparate cultural fragments that structure his poem. He believes that in the modern world, culture has been made banal and no longer teaches us anything. Eliot uses his own cultural fragments to demonstrate this idea by ironically inserting them into scenes of ordinary modern life. The resulting juxtaposition served to highlight the dimension of lost meanings which still lie, invisibly, behind a world that has forgotten them. In The Burial of the Dead, for example, in his vision of a stream of anonymous city workers crossing London Bridge on their way to the office, Eliot fuses an image from Dante's Inferno with another from Baudelaire's Parisian scenes. The meaning of the scene is complicated by the correspondences introduced, which juxtapose two different historical periods, the late medieval world of Dante and the modernity of Baudelaire, and with it the meaning of what is to be dead. Looking at the crowd, Eliot is alarmed by their indifference to their own lives. For them, the church bells no longer signify a call to prayer, but only a call to work. Yet it is as though, in the modern world, work has replaced the function of prayer. The Wasteland is also highly innovative in its use of language. The poem creates sharp juxtapositions between different registers of speech, from the highly rhetorical to the colloquial language of ordinary Londoners. Like in Joyce's Ulysses, there are words from several different languages, German, French, Latin, Sanskrit. It includes passages of great lyricism, and also some prophetic passages reminiscent of Blake's visionary poems about London.